So then when the lab was finally got everything that they needed, they were ready to begin the study. This experiment in particular requires taking those tumor cells and injecting them into the mouse mammary fat pads. This is a breast cancer model. So doing this injection right into the mammary fat pad of these mice, and then you're waiting for them to grow into actual tumors before you can begin randomizing the mice into receiving the treatment or not receiving the treatment. In this case, this is an antibody, so an immunotherapy treatment. And when the lab first began, based on what we had in the paper and based on the protocol, after they had done the injections, instead of seeing nice tumor growth in all the mice that they had, had prepared for this study, it turned out that we got very different rates in terms of both the timing as well as in the size of the tumors. And so that kind of derailed the project for a moment. So we kind of had to stop everything and think, well, geez, something's not quite right here. We better not do this unless we're sure we can get enough animals. So we stopped the project, and then we basically, kind of rethought, like, well, what we probably need to be doing based on what we just did is to scale the number up, right? Like, we know that we're not going to see 100%, so we better increase the number of animals so that way we can, make sure that we have enough tumors forming in the mice. And that's important because you can't really test the efficiency of a drug unless you have tumors forming in them. So after the second pass, they were able to see very similar rates. And it's not to say that they were low rates, they just weren't 100%. They were finally able to pass through and begin the experiment. And this is a nice study because it has some kind of built-in controls where you're testing, some secondary aspects of the antibodies, as well as the final endpoint, the question of interest, which is the tumor size.